So there'll be periods of speaking and then periods of silence. So just relax. Become very quiet inside. I begin my journey into silence, gently I focus. And who am I? Who is focusing? I am an eternal point of energy. I am a peaceful point of energy. I am the charioteer. I sit in the center of my forehead. I am a soul. I, the charioteer, the soul. I have these senses to express myself in the world. And now, as I begin to recognize myself and understand who I am, I begin to master my senses, my emotions, my thoughts, and especially I, the charioteer, the soul. I begin to recognize and master my sanskaras. In the silence, I return to my true self. I remember my original qualities, peace, freedom, light, peace, freedom, light. And in this quietness, in the silence, let me remain sitting here. Let me feel myself sitting in the center of my forehead. I feel the pulse of life here. I am this eternal being, unique, pure, peaceful. I am the charioteer, the master, the soul. And now, in silence, I remain in this awareness, sitting in the center of my forehead. I remain here, aware of who I am eternally. I move away from the chariot, from this attachment, and I just become small, tiny, a drop of light, a drop of existence. Point, a precious point of light. This is me. This is really me. The charioteer, the soul. I remain in this awareness, in this position, in peace. In silence. I, the charioteer, the soul, I sit deep inside myself, deep inside, in silence and awareness. I am this charioteer, the master of this chariot. and now. I must race. I must go back home to my original home. Not only with my thought, but with my awareness. Home, the eternal home, where I began my journey. From there I came here to the earth, into a chariot. I have run the course of life, of this cycle, many chariots, many races. And now, this is the final race. And I must return home. Home. I begin to remember. Home. There is my beloved father and all my family, my brother souls, drops of eternal light. Home. The Father. With this awareness, I realize I am there. I am here in my home. I feel sweetness, freedom. I feel content, secure, and I see light, the welcoming light of my Father, my eternal friend, Baba. Father, you have awakened me. I am here with you. After so many lives of search, I am here. You are with me. Home again, together. I feel your current of silent love that does not see my weakness. The love that cleanses and uplifts, the love that gives me back to myself. A love I have not experienced for many, many lives. A love so pure, so real. It can only come from you, the one who is eternally real, eternally truthful, genuine. Father, I absorb your care. Your love, which makes me free, free from myself, sweet home. Let me remain here. With you. Forever. Let me remain here. I am your child, your student, your friend, your instrument. I give myself completely to you and your task. Love. Light. Silence. I am empowered by all of these that come from you, the benevolent one. I remain here with you in our home, our eternal home. With you, love, your love, light, your light. I remain with you. I experience the original purity of the Self, of the Home, and the constant purity of Baba. I remember everything. I am absorbed in this freedom. I am absorbed in this liberated state of being. Like my Father, who is eternally liberated. Purity, liberation. Fullness. I am just a seed of light. Vibrating freedom and peace. And now I come to the world of angelic purity. Here, in this world, I see both my Fathers, the incorporeal, eternally pure one, and the angelic Father, Brahma, Baba. Father and Mother. And as I move into their lap, I realize I am created from light, from their light. My form is light, my original form and my subtle form of light, the subtle form, the form of service to the earth. Here, in this world of angelic purity, I feel the companionship, the guidance, and the love of both Fathers. I feel my destiny to serve with light. To be double light. From here, I see the earth, which is also my home, because there I play my part for thousands and thousands of years, Mother Earth. Who needs now the angelic vibration of respect, of love, of light. Angels. Angels are the harmonizers, the link between time and eternity, the bridge between the old and the new, the ones who conquer illusion. The ones who give the message of hope. The ones through whom all souls feel the presence of God. The ones who heal and reconcile. My fathers are showing us how to do this. In the subtle form, in the angelic consciousness, I, the soul, I'm just an instrument of God's love, God's peace, God's mercy. An instrument. Let the one play whatever he wishes through I, the instrument, the soul. Let all hear the song of benevolence, the song of liberation, the song of hope. As the earth becomes darker and darker, the angels must become brighter and brighter and show that brightness on the earth. Here, in the world of angels, the Creator of angels gives us wings, the wings of purity and service. I see myself here with my fathers, the incorporeal and the angelic. I see myself in my form of light, and I remember, yes, I remember every cycle, I have this form of light created by my parents, this form of light. This role of unlimited service for the tree of humanity. I remember. I remember. I am this eternally. with my father's. I am ready. I am ready to fly, to serve, to reveal the goodness, the mercy, and the love of God now, at this moment in time, now. The earth, the people, they need to know. They need to connect. They need to find comfort in the one who comforts the heart of every soul. And the Father asks, are you ready? Now, are you ready to fly? To fly. Thank you. and after the service of God and His angels. After the earth has been encircled with their love and purity. After the days of darkness have passed, a new earth, a pure earth, appears. A viceless world, a non-violent world, a world of natural purity, where there is natural balance and respect, a family of divine beings living naturally in virtue, no thought, no effort, no process to become. They are the embodiment of truth, of love, of purity. In this world, there is complete peace and harmony. In this world, which is now like a garden, there is a sense of natural belonging. A natural oneness. Whoever it is, all feel they belong to one family. There is the natural spirituality of peace, of happiness. Relationships are possible because each one is complete. When each soul is complete, then a relationship of respect and love functions naturally. I see this world, this golden world, this gift from my Father. I see this world and I belong there. Now, as a charioteer, I am learning, I am moving, I am balancing. But my final destination is that world, the world of my brother souls, who are the embodiment of happiness, nature. Nature is in happiness also. I belong there. I, the charioteer, I understand. This world here must change, but I must change first to create the bridge to that golden world for myself and for others to move across. Now, in this world, I fill the self with the purity of my Father. I surrender to his task, and we become co-creators, co-sustainers, co-transformers. The Father, the Self, and my brother souls. My brothers, my sisters, have also become charioteers and instruments. And the golden world is appearing. It's coming. I know this. I feel this. I remain in the awareness of the Self, the learner, the one who must transform, and I remain aware of my eternal home, my angelic task, and the golden world of happiness. Happiness, peace, purity, service, love, and happiness. My religion is that of happiness. I dissolve sorrow. Happiness, liberation in life. The golden consciousness is this. Liberated in life.
He will hold you in his arms.